This morning, we've called Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Steve, glad to be back. Thank you.
He's with us live. So what do you think is causing less than half of your constituents to support the president's course?
Well, first of all, it's one poll. I'm not sure that it's reflective of exactly what's happening in Ohio, but people, of course, are frustrated. People hope to see stimulus, the kicking in of the stimulus and meaning more jobs and more economic activity sooner. And you also have people like the minority leader who's from Ohio saying that none of the stimulus money has been spent yet and no projects, when in fact there have been more than 50 projects already in Ohio beginning in small towns and big cities and suburbs, highways, water and sewer. Those things are starting to happen, but as David said and as Chris Farrell said earlier, they're clearly, this economy's from policies of the last 10 years, clearly is worse than people thought it was going to be back in January or February.
Well, the president has said he wouldn't do anything differently. Do you think the president could have done something differently?
Well, I would have wanted to write it's a different stimulus package, but it's the best we could get at the Senate at that time to get a bipartisan stimulus package through. I would have wanted to see more infrastructure spent more quickly. But it's clear to me now that if there is a lot of money, as Wessel just said, there's still a lot of money in the pipeline. I think you're going to be seeing some better news in the future, although this recession is deep and long, and we're not going to get great news in the future, but we're going to see in the next few months more projects, more dirt fly, if you will, in these shovel-ready infrastructure projects, water and sewer, highways, broadband, all that I think we're going to see in the months ahead.
Well, Senator Brown, granting that not all the money has been spent yet, it may be a bit premature to talk about passing another stimulus plan. You know that some economists think that even if all this money is spent, it's not going to be enough. That is one economic view. Do you think there is any support among your colleagues in the Senate for a second stimulus at some point in the near future?
I think the interviews you've done this morning point exactly correctly to how people on the Hill think. I mean, I think people in the House and Senate and most of the public is thinking, and particularly in my state, and whether it's Dayton or Akron or Cleveland, that let's see how this stimulus is working. Once more money's in the pipeline, especially in the next couple of quarters, then we will reassess. But I don't think you make a decision on a stimulus yet when this one is not played even 50% out yet. You can't really make a decision on what you do next of a big public investment. I mean, we plan for the future, but in terms of voting both houses and the president signing a new big public investment, I think it's premature to make those plans.
Are some of your colleagues looking at the months that it may take for the stimulus to work, looking at the unemployment rate, and also looking at the 2010 election calendar and getting a little nervous?
Well, there's frustration, and almost nobody really thought this economy would be quite as bad as it is. And my state's been in recession, as Ohio has, as has Michigan and a small number of states for a longer period than the rest of the country. But virtually every state except for a small number of energy states are hurting badly, obviously. And the depth of this economy has frustrated people in both parties and both houses, as it has my constituents in Zanesville and in Defiance. So I think that we clearly, I'm not at all practicing patience or counseling patience, but I think that we need at least for a few months to play this out, to push this spending through the pipeline is a little more quickly than the administration's done, and see where we are in October, November, and if we need to consider a new stimulus, then we do.
Very briefly, Senator, is your party going to be in political trouble if you've still got a 10% unemployment rate when you get close to election time next year?
Well, who knows? I mean, everybody in my state, even those who are frustrated with the new president and what's happened in terms of the economy, understand that it was the last decade of economic policies that got us into this terribly deep recession. Bad trade policy, bad tax policy, deregulation of Wall Street, no real interest in manufacturing policy. Those are the things we need to do medium and long term, mm-hmm. Trade, tax, and manufacturing policy. And I think that Congress is going to get very serious about that as soon as we begin to work our way out of this recession.
Senator, thanks very much.
Glad to be with you, Steve.
That's Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio.